There are stories stretching from Kupriana to Karluk, weaving in and out of Vaikota, Yuganic, and Yuyak bays, stopping at canneries, fish camps, lodges, and shipwrecks all along the way. It's history. It's hyperbole. It's Kodiak's West Side Stories. In 1882, the first cannery was built in Kodiak on the Karluk Spit. In 1890, Mont Hawthorne sailed to Karluk to work as a supervisor within one of the many canneries that had been established there in the 8 years since the first sprung up. Mont's niece, Martha Ferguson McGowan, wrote several books about Mont's adventures, including The Trail Led North. What follows is an excerpt from that book. Now close your eyes and imagine fishing and canning at Karluk exactly 125 years ago this summer.
You see, the best fishing of all was right here at Karluk, at the seining grounds. I thought I'd seen fish down on the Columbia and in the mouth of the Fraser River, but I never seen fish anywhere to equal them runs at Karluk. We'd bring in 25 to 30,000 big salmon in a haul. We'd run out a 200-fathom main seine, then pull it in, not too near the beach. It was too heavy to pull clean in. Then our fishermen would take a little seine, they called it Little McGinty. It was only about 40 or 50 fathoms long. They loaded their boats that way, out of the little seine inside the big one so it wouldn't break through. Later, at Karluk, the Alaska packers used a steam winch to haul in the seines, but in them days it was all hand labor. That fishing at Karluk had interested a lot of cannerymen. There was 27 seines in on that one seining ground there in 1890, and there wasn't a single law enforcement official. Later I read that Congress passed the first legislation limiting the methods of fishing in the territory in 1888 to 89. They had a few revenue cutters up around there, coming and going, trying to figure out about it all, but we never heard of no laws. We didn't have no one to tell us what to do. There we was, out of touch with everyone, all trying to fish at the same time in the same place. It's a wonder there wasn't more shooting than there was. Why, so many fellows waited to fish, that as quick as the end of one seine was pulled up on shore, another outfit would throw in. Then all the fellows waiting would start jawing around among themselves. Lots of the fishermen felt they was getting gypped. Everyone was arguing that it was his turn. Finally, the cannery representatives called a meeting. First real fishing law in Alaska was made right there at Karluk. We had to do something, with 27 seines all in there together. We had plenty of fishing for everybody if they played fair about it and didn't waste each other's time arguing instead of filling cans. The law we agreed on was this. No one could fish on Saturday. That way the cannery could lay idle on Sunday. Then the fishermen would fish on Sunday while the cannery workers had a day off. I think it's better for folks to have a day of rest each week, and I wanted a chance to get away from fish so I could hunt and see the country. You see, we made our own cans. All cans was made by hand them days. All of the tin used in the United States was made in England. It came around the Horn in sailing ships that took back wheat and canned fish and things. The tin we used was part from Balmoral and part from Ledbrook. They was both big English firms. You had to have one kind of tin for the top and bottom. That was soft coke tin. The kind of tin used for the sides was so hard that if you tried to bend the flange for the top, the flange would break off. The tin nowadays is made with a different process. It's a better plate, but three times as thin as it was then. When the tin was hot, we had to wipe it all by hand. Well, now it's wiped by machinery. Most cannery buildings looked about alike then. We didn't have no machinery except soldering machines and some real crude hand machines for cutting up the tin. All the side seams had to be soldered by hand, but the tops and bottoms was soldered on by machine. China boys was brought in to do all the inside hand jobs, like making the cans and cutting up the fish. They was never allowed to fish on the river. No, it wasn't the law. It was just a rule with the fishermen. If any Chinaman had gone out fishing on the river, he just wouldn't have come back. The fishermen didn't care if they did the cannery work.
To hear more Mont's story, go ahead and check out The Trail Led North at the local public library. Thanks for listening to West Side Stories, a project of the Baranoff Museum, recorded at the studio of Kodiak Public Broadcasting. Thanks to project partners KMXT, the Kodiak Maritime Museum, Kodiak National Wildlife Refuge, and to all who have contributed their own stories. Remember to share your own West Side story via social media using hashtag Kodiak West Side.